Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. None of the news this week on Wall Street has been good. Right now, we're going to take a look at just one part of it, and that is the Federal Reserve loaning the global insurance giant, AIG, $85 billion to avoid a fire sale of the company's assets. But what does this mean for policyholders, or for consumers, for that matter? Nancy Trejos is joining us now with some thoughts. She's a personal finance writer with The Washington Post. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
So should I worry only if I have a policy with AIG or if I'm just an average consumer, how worried should I be?
Well, first of all, you have to remember that AIG continues to operate. It hasn't filed for bankruptcy protection. It has not been declared insolvent. But if parts of the company are eventually declared insolvent, there are protections in place that are very similar to the FDIC insurance that you get for your bank deposits. Life and health insurance are covered by each state's guarantee association. So each state has an association that will cover your money. The amount of coverage varies from state to state, but typically you should be able to recover up to $300,000in your life insurance death benefits and up to $100,000 in the value of other investments such as annuities. So you really need to check with your state's guarantee association or with this organization that oversees those associations, which is called the National Organization of Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Associations.
And what about property and, say, mortgage insurance?
Well, if you have other types of insurance, those two are covered. And again, it really depends on the state that you live in. But every state, including and D.C. and Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, has established some sort of fund that will protect against any losses of any types of insurance that you have. And again, it varies by state, but typically you're covered up to about $300,000.
And is there any concern about the various elements of AIG that any of them are going to stop doing business? And is there greater concern if you're an individual versus if you're a, say, small business owner?
Well, you know, the infusion of the $85 billion into the company really sort of, I mean, it gives it a lifeline for a couple of years there. You know, we all have to sort of be in wait-and-see mode here to see how the situation unfolds. But analysts believe that for now that insurance policies are safe, again, because of all these protections that are in place for them. And insurance regulators in New York, which oversees AIG, and the National Association of Insurance Commissioners said the company's insurance operations remain solvent and will be able to pay claims.
Okay, so perhaps there's a little bit of comfort in that for some folks who are listening. Nancy Trejos, thank you.
Thank you.
Nancy Trejos is a personal finance writer for The Washington Post.
And we're looking for personal stories about your reaction to the financial crisis at 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org. Also coming up, your electronic footprint. What electronic landfill items do you have still scurrying around your basement? Walkmans, discmans,
that Walkmans came to mind. Yeah,
Commodore 64s.
How many of those do you have in your drawers at home?